USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Second floor.
Another shooting, this time in Virginia Beach. People are in shock after this latest mass killing. At least 12 people are dead.
There's no way to describe an incident such as this. No chief of police anywhere in the country, no mayor, no city manager, no assistant city manager, no fire chief, no rescue chief ever wants to have to stand up and give information such as this.
That's Police Chief James Severa. It happened in the city's municipal center.
The folks who work in that building, their lives have changed.
Workers at the complex heard the gunfire and took cover.
My boss basically was like, this is not a drill. Get down. Call 911. There was probably about 20 of us in an office crammed in. We barricaded the door.
The shooter has been identified as Dwayne Craddock. He was a longtime city employee. Police shot and killed him during the exchange. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A judge has issued an order allowing Missouri's only abortion clinic to continue providing that service. The ruling, just hours before the St. Louis Planned Parenthood's clinic's license to perform abortions was set to expire. Nevi Mead, an abortion supporter and protester outside the clinic.
Today we celebrate, but tomorrow we go back to work fighting for our right to safe, legal abortion in this state.
That's the sound of an Arkansas River levee breach. The river has been experiencing record heights. Many communities have been evacuated.
Now you're down to just, you know, what do you grab to take out?
President Trump has signed an emergency declaration for Arkansas. More flooding is expected. Here's Dylan Cooper with the National Weather Service.
Going over the next week or so, it looks like at least another heavy rain event is possible, with large parts of Oklahoma and Kansas seeing upwards of 4 to 5 inches of rain.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A Democratic congresswoman serves drinks for tips. Here's USA's Rick Vincent with more.
Freshman Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was back in her Bronx, Queens district working as a bartender at a local bar in an effort to raise awareness over how little tip workers get paid in wages. Ocasio-Cortez says people have a limited view on the type of jobs in which tips are part of income.
When we talk about tip workers, people tend to think about restaurant workers a lot, right? Bartenders, waitresses, which do in cities like ours make a living wage in some parts. But what we don't think of are car wash attendants. We don't think of nail salon techs. Those wages often look so different than a bartending wage.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The White House is defending the latest tariff plan. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The number one duty that the President of the United States has is national security and to protect Americans.
And that's what White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says is behind the President's latest tariffs plan. This time, the President is threatening to impose tariffs on Mexican goods unless the Mexican government stops the flow of illegal immigrants into the United States. A reporter asking Sanders if U.S. consumers should have to bear the brunt of the President's trade and national security policies.
They shouldn't. Frankly, Congress should actually fix the laws and we wouldn't have this problem. Mexico should engage with us.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.